Because he's trying to take you out of business.
A few people are watching a YouTube video. I'm a detailer now.
You don't want to see it right now.
You want to have a fight outside, you can do.
And he said, oh, just be careful. Like, it's got a ceramic coating. Like, just absolutely nothing on this, mate, whatsoever.
I mean, I do have a detailing guy who comes in sometimes.
What? But... We're getting into it now. Details are shit. What the fuck are you doing here? Everyone, get him.
Welcome to the Talk Talk podcast, where we tell some stories that we should and some that we shouldn't. As always, I'm Misha from Mid Dark Lanks.
I'm Tim from Leyland Car Care, My Prestige Plates.
And I'm Henry from HD Wraps, and this episode is sponsored by HD Wraps. So if your chance to win a 50% discount off a D-Chrome or a Black Pack, then just keep tuned and answer the question at the end.
Today we're joined by Joe from Blake Car Care.
You're right.
And we're also joined by Graham from Dent Detail PDR.
Cheers for having us.
So we're talking today about how and what happens in that industry. You know, is it worth it being detailing? Is it having your car detailed? Is it worth it? Is it, you know, dents, you know, the removal of them, body shop wise? What do they look like at shows? You know, you rock up to these shows and I've been to and worked at some big shows and some of the cars I've seen on display and I've expensive cars as well have been shocking, but then I get it. Do you know, I do get, you know, there's some people who are into it, some people are not, some people want it wrapped, you know. Between us all, we've seen vehicles. You just had a beautiful Aston Martin on the shop floor, you know, and that guy wanted the dents taken out and it was
tiny.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, it was tiny. He wanted it taken out, didn't he? Because when you have something like that, some people look after them and some people don't. I've had Aston Martins in here that have been horrendous, you know. So that's what we're kind of talking about tonight. What do you guys kind of think? Go into the detailer first.
Yeah, so literally this week I've had a Lamborghini Huracan in and the guy, he's had it all fully PPF'd top to bottom and then he's asked me to detail it even though it's been PPF'd. And then he's going through it with a fine tooth brush with like the detail inside, the ceramic coat inside. So I've coated the PPF with Halo, what goes on top of ceramic, PPF, alloys coated, interior coated, and I've done 3 days on it. He's come to look at it and found a bubble underneath the PPF. So you can't see it unless you're looking for it. And he's organised it now to go back to get redone, full back end. I've just spent 3 days on it, and then he's taking it back now to get redone.
So going,
sake
going
of his bubble.
So going from what you've just said, then, and I don't understand this, and you could probably help me, and you could probably help me with this. Is I don't understand this ceramic in wrap or ceramic in the PPF. I don't understand it. I thought that PPF was the protector.
Some of them are now, aren't they? Like some have got self-healing, aren't they? And,
For me, if I was to have, say, like the E30 and have it PPF'd,
yeah.
Why would I have it then ceramic? So, explain.
It's pros and cons. So, like, some PPF, well, most of them now sell it as self-healing. So, you probably don't need the ceramic on it.
Right, so there are PPFs that don't self-heal.
Yeah, or,
so
the built-in ceramic.
Oh, right, like okay. I didn't know that.
Hydrophobic layer on it as well, don't they? So,
yeah, but it's the cleaning product, though, isn't it? It makes it simpler when you come to clean the car.
So yeah. It is down to the cleaning of the car. So it's not the protection of the car.
No, it's
more
protecting
the
film that you've just paid grand for.
Yeah.
You know, so
this is where I get confused, because I'm in the world of thinking that the film is doing the protecting. So now you're protecting the
obviously,
film.
Yeah.
Protecting
yeah,
the car.
Yeah, of course. No, because the film is protecting the car from the chips.
Right.
It doesn't protect the car from getting dirty. Yeah, the ceramic coating protects the car from
maintenance.
The film.
Right. Okay.
So like maintenance wise.
And this is the difference between details and filters.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
You know, because we're all about cars being cleaned. That's it. Just, you know, cleaning in and out, you know, and all the rest of it. But this is where it's good to talk about this.
Well, yeah, because he's trying to take you out of business by ceramic coating
all his cars. They're doing themselves out of business,
though. Well, not really. They're charging what they're charging.
Well, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
No, I know. I need to up my prices, put it that way. Yeah, but I think from, like, the ceramic coating on top of a PPF, like you said, it's more so then the owner then can enjoy cleaning it on a weekend, where a lot of people with that kind of money with the cars like that will just take it to a valet or detailer or anything to, for like a weekly, monthly package.
And I do basic. Get that.
But
yeah.
I think I've told this bloke, I said, because he likes his cars, loves his cars, I said, I've caught it now, so you're not even touching the PPF, because he was worried about marking the PPF and whatnot. I said, I've coated the PPF now, so then you can just basically minimal wash on a Sunday, whatever, enjoy it without worrying about ruining the PPF side, because you'll know anyway, PPF is flipping expensive, isn't it, to do a car now?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Stupidly expensive. So I think where the detail and ceramic coating comes into it is like it's a happy medium between protection without going into the thousands and thousands of PPFing. So.
And then you've obviously dealt from like the body shop side of stuff. What do you think?
I think it's they've all got the places for it. I mean, obviously, like, the customers that we're all dealing with, they're all that type of customer that looks after the car. Like said, that Aston Martin, you cleaned it for us every week. That dent was, I looked at it and I thought, even me, that's my job to fix dents. I thought, why are you bothering, mate? It's just that small and that tiny, but people want them doing. So if they go in that far to fix a dent, that's, you're talking something like that, they're then going to spend the money to get it PPF'd, coated.
It's all like they'll bug them, isn't it? That's why, because they know it's there. Like a lot of my customers will look at something, a minor scratch or even swirl marks, even like if they see it. I had a guy like a few weeks ago with a black X5. He loved his car, and then every time he went to a petrol station under the lights. He realised it was full of swirls and holograms and everything, so it kept bugging him for a few months until he realised it needs what I do, detail inside, the machine polishing side, and it just irritates him, doesn't it, really, with that, like a minor
dent or
something.
I do get that, I do.
So it'll irritate you. If it's sat on drive every day, and you're going into your car every day and seeing a minor dent or something like that, it will bug you, won't it?
You don't see it, and that's what half the customers come in and say. That I did it was a Red Mustang, but yeah, it must have been 2 years ago. And he parked it, his driveway was on a bit of a slant, and he parked it reversing it up. And from his kitchen, he could just see down one side of it, and he said, I can just see that bloody dent. Every single time he makes his cornflakes in the morning, there's a dent there. And as I explained to you before, like, it took me longer to get my gear out of my van and fix a dent, but he was like completely made up that it was gone. So you get them customers that do want that.
A fair play to them, though. You know, that's what. If they like the cars and they've got a nice car, and you're going to look after it, aren't you?
Yeah, right. Of course.
So, like, the people are keeping the cars longer now as well, aren't they? So
three, five years,
isn't it? As well.
That is another good point, you know. Keeping cars, collectibles, stuff like that.
And like I was saying before, like the cars now, like from the 90s even, are like collectibles now. So like, all of them are coming back on scene as well, aren't they? So there's money out there to do with all that, and they want to look after them, because if they're looked after, they're worth more, aren't they, basically? Yeah. So it's simple as.
I was going to say, because obviously I don't see it as, I mean, it's bad to say, but it's not a necessity, is it?
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a luxury. It's like when COVID hit, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen now, because people don't want to spend money, but they do. Do you know what I mean? Because you don't have to do these things, but they want to do it because it's, you know, it's their pride and joy.
Absolutely.
That's it, isn't it? Like, if something goes wrong with your car, mechanically, you're getting that fixed first. We're the last. If you've got spare money, basically, especially like what I do, and
it's like valeting. Everyone wants a car clean, don't they? Everyone wants the car shiny, like weekly, monthly, even or whatever. But detailing now, I found from jumping over from valeting to detailing, I'm trying to push more of the detailing, and every day I get a phone call or a message or an email saying, I want my car doing this, but they ain't got a clue what detailing is.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like explain to him like the difference between valeting and detailing, which is like, I class it as valeting's like just cleaning the car, deep cleaning your car, and then the detailing is more like you're for a polishing machine polishing.
Relatings is like maintenance, whereas detailing is enhancement.
Yeah.
You know, it's like having a beautiful watch, jewellery, you know, having it done properly. Whereas valeting is like washing your clothes.
Cleaning the things
that you've got, cleaning your house and all the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's where...
That's where what people don't realise, though, do they? Like, and that's what I'm trying my best on socials to, like, push the detailing side because, like I said, valeting, but then some people might want it because ceramic coating is now getting out there now. People are saying, well, I want, my mate's had his car, something to do with some ceramic coating job, I won't mind doing.
Yeah.
And then so people are getting more and more into the ceramic coating side, but that's more like detailing in-house, really. There is some ceramics we can do on a drive, but...
Ideally,
just a tiny bit of dust.
Yeah, stuff like that. And
some sandstone ceramics.
Exactly, yeah.
And do you think that's where the line is, then?
I think so, yeah.
Because I think people do struggle to figure out what that line is.
And, like, if you're not into your cars or like you don't know what from just want a general wash or detailing, but then someone's told them they want the car detailing, I get it all the time. Like, I had a guy, I want my car detailing. I went, yeah, so I sent him over my detailing price list. And then he went, no, just want it buffing. I went, well, that's machine polishing, like, that's the detailing side. He went, I'm not paying that, so I just want it. So he went for my entry level valet. And but he wants it machine polishing. I went, well, that's the detailing. So I was like back and forward for like a good few messages. And then eventually just went for my entry level valet. So it's like with a hand buff, hand polish.
Yeah.
But he's been told he wants a detail, like, but then doesn't want. So it is confusing.
See, I think it's just up to us doing everything that we do, put it out there much as we can to show him.
To show what?
What's actually involved.
What is it, I try my best on my socials to describe it and tell people. And I am getting through to a lot of people now, and like older generation are now coming to for like getting the car detailed, ceramic coated, protected, proper. But there's still a few what I like. Yeah.
Well, you do have the American market where detailing is.
That's what it's called, isn't it?
So, so it's
auto
confusing
detailing.
On that.
Yeah.
So you got that confusion.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to. Well, it's like a few now since COVID hit and all, like, a few more people are doing the valeting. But instead of like going from valeting, working your way up to detailing, someone's just set up a business called detailing. And it's like, they don't even offer detailing packages. You know what I mean?
I was going to bring this up, is what your thoughts were, because we do have a lot of people that kind of brand themselves as detailers. But it is, when you look into the work, what do you think about that? Because there's loads of people that do just, they do it on their own vehicle and then they want to start implementing and making money off it.
That's where I started. I started doing that. But I've never classed myself as a detailer. And it's only been this past year, really, I've kind of felt in the bracket of calling myself a detailer for what work I'm doing. But a few people have already told me, so you've been detailing for years, but I don't want to put myself as a detailer because I know and I respect the people who have been detailing for years and years and years, where I've just lost myself as a valeter.
Do you have any advice for those people that are trying to like get into it and put their practice into work? Is there any like courses or anything that people can do?
There's loads of training courses. If you go on to like a detailer or a well-known detailers and whatnot, they all offer training days, don't they, and shadows and all that, and by all means go and spend the day with them. That's how you're going to learn off other people. And like I do, I'm starting in my new place now, training days for like bring your own car, work on your own car, and or if I got a car in, shadow me and stuff like that. But it's trying to find the happy medium between valeting and detailing, where like someone I was saying before, like, few people are watching a YouTube video, I'm a detailer now.
Do you find there's a worry that it can saturate it? Because I get asked a lot, do I do trading, what I do? I'll just flat out say no.
Not necessarily, I don't think it will, because I think they'll probably do it to a certain extent. You know, it's like the same, because we're talking about doing sort of an academy out as well, and I think to myself, there are only two kinds of people. Do you know what I mean? The people who are going to do it properly and people are going to do it half-hearted. And if they're going to do it properly, then it's going to be saturated, but the majority of them are not.
But don't forget, the other side is the business side. yes. marketing, or editing, accounting, all that kind of stuff. You know, you might be able to make a Lamborghini look shiny, yeah. but to run it as a business,
I find yeah. that. Yeah, it's like going back to what we said before. It's like people watch our videos or videos and look at us on Instagram and think, "Christ, he's doing all right." Like per player, I want a bit. And I've had loads of. I get messages all the time about how do you start. So I give them all the advice in the world, because end of the day, there's that many cars out there now for everyone. Yeah. Like, I've never been a problem with like anyone jumping on it. And I can't say I've only been doing it full time 6 years, so I'm new to the game really. So I get it. But it's like helping them to do it right, because I've done a few other cars come to me after they've been somewhere else and like absolutely destroyed it. And it's because they've never really had that experience. They've probably watched a YouTube video a few times and thought, I can do it. Job's a good one. And then, like you said before, 6 months later, they're not doing it no more because Ed's not in it. Yeah. And I realised it's not just cleaning cars.
And it's hard work. It's hard work. No, it's like 24/7. You go to sleep, you're still thinking about the job you just finished, or whether it is finished or not, or whether in the morning you can go back in and make it better before the customer comes in.
Yeah.
You know, there are people out there that will go to sleep and just sleep.
Not asked.
Do you know what I mean? And they're the people that won't last.
No, they won't. Like you were saying before, Tim, like, it's a full-time job after you go home. So when you go home, what I try to do now is like, I try to do the work, practical work at work, and then come home and then spend 2 hours at home. And then you're going into like 7, 8 at night, every night, doing the social media side, replying to people, and then you feel arrogant then because you've not replied in time. And then you're trying to chase your tail with them. And then there's always something like midnight easiest replying to people or invoices and stuff like that. So
that's the case with every business though, isn't it? Anyone who's an entrepreneur or works for himself, they're always in that same position of thinking, oh crap, if I don't reply to it, I'm gonna lose that job.
Yeah.
Which you can understand it.
You've grown your like YouTube and all that massively. Mm. You know, so you know like the business side of it, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. I mean people see the 9 to 5 of what we can post through the day now, but they don't see everything backstage. I'll film a 10-minute repair video of doing a repair start to finish. Yeah, it's only 10 minutes to watch it, but that'll take me 3 hours of editing, chopping, starting, voicing it, AI wording it. So
I can't get my head around that yet.
On the AI. It's helpful.
It's more like,
that's why he's doing it in 3 hours.
It's like going back to that editing side of it and the social side. Like some people are absolutely smashing the like vlogging style videos now, aren't they? And like putting video, and I just cannot pick the camera up. If I'm on a car for like a day rate job, I'm concentrating on that car.
Yeah.
Like instead of picking the phone up for like 10 minutes and then moving it and then editing it and all that, I used to do it. And I, for sake of 4 likes and things like that, I just lost interest in it and then concentrated on it. But like to make you, like probably like you know, like the YouTube side of things, you need to do it to like get your name out there. And it's like,
You do in a way, but we're busy every day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And social media is not our main thing.
Yeah.
Google, websites, and physical interaction.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Yeah,
word of mouth.
All that.
Yeah, but that's the thing as well, because I didn't really have a presence on social media for a long time, just because it was word of mouth.
Yeah.
And it's not your main thing, is it?
It's not, but I have had a few like high-end clients come through the social media side.
I don't know if you've noticed
or anything, but I've not really posted properly for ages. I've just reposted one of the guys' posts or one of the customers' posts, because I've just like, it gets to a point where you have to step back a minute and think, right, I need to focus on what I'm doing, be in the moment, and then move on. It's like you say, going back and back and forth with your phone. Whenever I set my phone up to record, it rings.
I'll go back to doing what I'm doing
and then I forgot. I'm already like 3 or 4 steps ahead of where I was before.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm like, right, now I have to do that again on another car. But you're on a deadline, everything comes in, it needs to go out. So
I'm saying,
unless you've got somebody there constantly doing it for you, it's difficult to do as a business owner and somebody who, manages themselves.
It is hard. That side of it, isn't it, Eddie? Because that's the hardest bit, isn't it? What people don't see. It's the aftermath of like getting home, sorting the bookings out, editing side of it. I try my best with like picture wise videos, I try my best, but I'm never happy. Like I'm forever editing a video, and then I've done a walk around set, and there's two drips coming out of the side mirror window, and I have to delete it. And I think that's it. Then I can't bloody go back now.
Well, so seeing a bit of rubbish in the background.
Oh yeah, things like that. There's a cloth, and I have to pick the cloth up. Like when my old unit, and especially the new unit, like, now that's why downstairs is like a showroom, because I don't want anything on shore, because it'll bug me having that something on shore.
The image, innit?
Yeah, so it's like, but then if I do leave something, if I've done a video of a walk around and there's like a cloth or something, I have to remove it, and it's like, then I'm just like off interest then, and then customers here then to pick it up. So then I've like forgot about it, and then I've done probably 3 days on a car and then not got the videos or the pictures to show for it, because I've been messing about sorting that out.
You've got to have the right job as well, aren't you? Sometimes if you know you've got one, so your job's probably get left with you for a few days. Some of them are in and out literally in 2 hours. If I get a big job in that customer's happy to just leave it with me, then I'll think, right, I'm going to spend a bit of time on that. Like I've got a Model 3, not next week, the week after, and it's proper smash. But he's leaving that with me for as long as I want, so I'll go out of my way and maybe spend some time, a couple hours on a Sunday, get some decent hours on it, because I know my phone won't be going off.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I'll just turn it on bloody airplane mode.
But that's the thing as well, it's like sometimes when you set up to record, even if, because I've got like a GoPro kind of thing as well, which will do it, but then, like you say, running your own business, you get called off. You know, so there are gaps in between the videos where I'm like gone for like 15-20 minutes, and then you've got to go back and edit and all the rest of it. And it's not an easy task just to put a phone there and just record and carry on.
But again, now we're not like getting into like overthinking it.
Everything is overthought, especially what you see out there.
Being across the road, we are busy every single day, and if there's a cloth in the back of it, of a picture, I'm not really that bothered.
I can't sleep at night.
All sorts going on here, and it's like, at the end of the day, your business is there to earn your money. Do you know, not how many likes or what somebody thinks about you. Do you know, it's about the money going into the bank account. Do you know, that's what you run a business for. And like I say, I probably don't do the most perfect pictures and videos and all the rest of it. And it's kind of a working atmosphere, you know, that we kind of just do. This car's in now, this fire engine's in now, this truck's
off
in now.
Off the cuff type stuff.
Yeah, like things are happening during the day. Washing machines full of cloths, as you can see just there. Do you know, it happens. But then we're busy every day. It's going on.
Yeah, like, I don't know. For me, it's got to be different though, because obviously, if say I'm recording myself doing something, like I've got a McLaren in at the moment, and the doors are off, bumpers off, it's high up in the air, it's absolutely stripped down to bare bone. Now, me as somebody who owned that vehicle, that's my pride and joy. I don't want to see it in that shape.
True.
And he's always saying, oh, can you send us some pictures? I'll do it tonight, But I'm like, you don't want to see it right now.
Some people, I do it on my videos. If I'm taking something apart, I'll film that and take it apart. If the customer's happy with it, I'll ask if it's a bigger, and I'll always ask and say, am I all right posting it or docking it or whatever. Sometimes if it's an overnight job, I'll just send them updates throughout the day. Some people do like it, and some of them don't see anything.
I offer, like I said, do you want me to keep your posted throughout the day? And then what I always should ask really now is, because I obviously find imperfections and defects on the paint, or like if they've had a body shop job repair, smart repair, I'll find it. And I ask them before they go, do you want me to tell you what I find?
I was about to say, don't you feel awkward doing that? Because I do. I don't want them to bring me something that they're really chuffy with. You know it's been in a smash, don't you?
Not long ago.
But then you've got to say it, or else you might get the blame.
I feel guilty, mate, because then they might even think, like, we've done it or something like that. So like, I always like do a before and after, before walk around, pointing things out where I can see whilst the car's dirty, and then get it inside under lights. And then I do like a walk around of underneath, like with the paint depth reader, lights on it and all that.
You got to cover yourself.
And I do it all the time. And then I record it for myself anyway. And then I said, do you want me to tell you what I found? And most of them do. They want to find out. And then one guy, he's going to bug me what car it was. And he sold it. I ended up detailing. I carried on doing the job, detailed it all, spent God knows how much with me. And then 3 months later, he brought a new car. And I said, where's the other? And he went, got rid. I said, it just bugged me knowing that. this happened. Yeah. Like, all back end. It was an SVR, black SVR, and the rear bumper must have had a little bump or something. And it had a respray on the back bumper of an SVR, and the colour weren't right under the lights, and you can tell. And and then it just annoyed him that much. Like, it had a scuff or something, and once upon a time, and got rid.
Sometimes you feel bad telling a customer, but if you don't tell them and something goes wrong, it's on your head. Like, I had a Pearl Red Model 3 in today, and like three-stage Pearl, and then the paint's bloody expensive to do. And he had a dent on the dog's leg, back of the arch. And I looked up to it and thought, something's not right with that. It's been painted, obviously. I was a paint sprayer for 16 years. I used to paint Tesla, so I know if the paint's going to be dodgy or it's had something done. You see loads of pinholes in it. It's like filler behind that. And where the dent was, I had to glue pull it. I had to pull it from the outside. So that means me gluing tabs onto their paintwork.
Pulling out all the bug.
Pulling it. And if I do that, I don't warn the customer, and I pull it and a big bloody chunk of filler comes off it, it's on my head to pay for that to get rectified. So you just tell them before and say, look, I can do this, you run the risk of this. Or if they're at the stage of, right, no matter what, they're getting it fixed, sometimes they say, bugger it, go for it. If you can't fix it, I am going to get it fixed anyway. But if you don't tell them, you think, oh, I'll be fine, I'll pull a load of paint off it, shit. You're then paying for that and you've lost the job anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We had a beautiful Fiat Doblo in recently. I think I rang you up and told you that.
Yeah.
And they had it fully painted in red. And then literally a day or two after, got it fully wrapped.
No way.
So we had to de-sticker it.
You know where that was going.
Yeah. The first little bit we were pulling off, the whole thing were coming off.
He's like on the phone. Have you ever had this? No.
Yeah.
No. Why would they do that?
There was no choice. The stickers had to come off it because the company unfortunately went into liquidation. So the stickers had to come off it. The wrap had to come off. And we were literally just pulling it off.
But it doesn't matter when you're taking them off. No. It's still going to happen.
It's going to come
off. Yeah, because it's not cured.
Yeah. So it was
four, 6 weeks in it, and he's cured.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
And this went on, what, 2 days after?
Oh, hell.
Whose fault is that?
And even still, there's still a chance it will pull it off anyway.
Yeah.
Well, people not talking, innit? Yeah. Body shop. That's what I mean. Like, is it? Rappers have put it on.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just too eager to get the job.
If they know that's been painted that soon, they shouldn't have put it on. Yeah. So it's not the body shop to go around and say, well, just in case you're thinking of wrapping it or PPFing it, just don't do it for 2 months.
But then was there any communication between the two? The body shop might have just done the job and thought, right, cheers, see you later.
Yeah,
and then they've just drove it straight to the wrapping company.
It's not the body shop's fault, is it?
You know,
mm-hmm. I don't know what I said, so.
No, it's well, it's
yeah, you're only saying that because you come from a body shop. It's not the wrapper's fault either.
Again, it was done by a company, so it'll have been staff who probably didn't really care.
Yeah,
they want their mission is to
get
that
this
done.
Wrapped,
You know, the wrapping company may have said, oh, it's too damaged, we need to go and get it painted or sorted out before we can put the wrap on. They've gone there, lack of knowledge, boom, and then, 5 years later, it ends up in here. We're pulling it off like a 1920s house, you know, like wallpaper, you know. And that's what it was left with. And red's not, red's horrendous anyway, do you know, as we know.
Yeah, because you said you wanted to put some on that, and I said, don't bother.
Yeah, you said you
were. So because that lacquer on that is so thin, you'll have a night headache by the time it comes to take it off.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No.
No chance.
No.
Unless it's going to stay on forever, I'd just say, go for it, but it's just a beautiful car as it is.
Welcome to HD Wraps, where automotive transformation reaches new heights. With our unparalleled expertise, we craft custom vinyl wraps for both commercial and personal vehicles, offering a spectrum of colors, textures, and designs to suit every taste. From sleek sports cars to rugged trucks, our skilled wrappers meticulously apply the design that redefines style and identity. Whether you seek bold graphics that command attention or subtle accents that exude sophistication, our craftsmanship knows no bounds. Join the ranks of satisfied clients who have entrusted us with their most prized possessions and experience the seamless fusion of artistry and engineering that defines HD Wraps. Our bespoke services are meticulously tailored to intricate details, unique color palettes, or even personalized design that reflects your individuality. Our team at HD Wraps is dedicated to bringing your vision to life and to walk you through the process. Your journey to automotive excellence begins here with our exclusive made-to-order service.
One of the other things I want to bring up is between you two. If you want to have a fight outside, you can do. But obviously, there's been beef in the world of body shops versus detailers. So, can you both, like, look at each other and explain that?
Well, I'm not in a body shop anymore, so I can say what I want.
I've never personally been in it. Well, you know, I'm keep myself to myself anyway, but I've never heard anything bad from a body shop slagging details off.
Well, I've heard it and seen it.
I've not, but I can understand why, probably, because we're just
making their work look better.
Yeah, we're like enhancing the work.
Say it as it is.
Come on, explain.
I think it's just the case of, I was a paint sprayer. We can polish, we do polishing that. So we do, the car comes out, we paint it, we polish it.
But I can vouch you was a good one at that as well.
That was all right.
Yeah.
That was good.
I'll throw a few chips
at
that.
There's this like preconception from the body shop world that I've seen it online, I've seen it in person, where there's this battle between the body shop world and the details, and body shop guys are going, just glorified.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Body shop lines. And then details obviously have their side where we're enhancing, protected. Yeah. You know, so
I guess it's just down to the level of each person. I mean, I know body shops who are shit.
Yeah.
And they're not going to charge as much as whatever you charge to do polishing job because they're not doing a higher quality job. Obviously, still connections in a network and body shops, and I can name you bloody 50 body shops if I wanted. I can give you crap ones, I can give you good ones. You will find the good ones won't have an issue with it because they know what the level is.
Yeah, true.
I think you find it's the ones who aren't doing as good as a job is like, well, how's he charging that much for something that we can do? Well, you've got off your ass and made yourself your own business doing a high quality job. I think it's jealousy at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean?
I've seen, I've had a few jobs in where I've like had body shop jobs or whatever and like smart repairs. And to be fair, I've not had bad things, but I've had like sanding marks or like holograms from like
Rotary. Yeah.
Like, so they've like just, I can imagine it's been resprayed. Good respray, but then the finishing rotary marks.
Yeah.
And like, all it needs is an extra like pass to like get rid of the rotary. And I can get it, but
that'll do. The money ran out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I get it. That just says where it was.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
do you know what I mean? It's like, what level are you paying for? Yeah, it's like, obviously, exactly. Where Graham started. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that level was a different level.
Also,
do you know what I mean?
You've got the world of trade as well. So trade is, again, so there's less money in trade. So it's in and out.
In
you know?
Jobs, and which
you'll go
much.
To main dealers. Yeah. And some of the cars, again, working in main dealer world, you know, you'll see these cars that are literally chucked on the pitch, and when the sun comes out, oh my God, hologram city. Do you know? But they're doing a job.
Yeah,
do you know?
I get
like,
that.
They're not paying for a detail.
No.
And again, coming to this, you know, to give your insight on the world of dealerships, you know, they sell these protection packages and all the rest of it. And the valeters on the dealerships get a lot of stick. You know, they do. I see on these detailing forums, you get loads of stick, but there's no actual thought process into, right, a dealership is not going to be spending £800 detailing a car, Vauxhall Astra, for that customer.
Yeah, but they're charging £800. That's my piss take.
What do you mean?
Well, some of them do. Dealerships never charging £800, £1,000 to put this.
I think Mercedes are doing it now as well, aren't they? They've got their own packages.
Range Rover doing £1,100. They'll say like, oh, we'll sort you out. We'll do it for £800. We'll ceramic coat your car and protect it. But they'll just, like you said, get the lad on it. And I'm not calling the valeters at all. I'm calling the dealerships.
So this is my point. It's never not the valeters.
It's not the valeters, no.
Because they're getting paid what? And I've been there and done it and seen it. They're getting a fiver.
They're doing like a fiver a car.
And also they're getting... You've got to understand from the dealership side of stuff, it's like they're pushing cars out, do you know, to get 8-9 cars out in a day. For one valet to do 8-9 cars, get them out the door.
It's time's not
there. It's
not going to be a problem.
You know, I get that. I feel sorry for the valeters because a few of my mates are the valeters on dealerships and all that, and they're smashing 10-20 cars a day.
Yeah.
And like grafting away. But what annoys me is the dealership side, the salesmen are upselling this bloody we'll detail your car now for like 800 quid, but they'll just send it to the valeters. They'll do the wash on it and then put the protection on it, but they're locking in then the swirls and the holograms. And everything. That's what I'm annoyed at. And then,
and again, it's not even the salesman. I don't think it's the salesman either. They've got a job to sell it. They have so many things that they have to hit. Yeah. It's the dealership mentality. It goes to the top of the tree. The dealership of going, right, we're going to basically con the customer with this protection package. You know, salesman, you've got to do it. Sell however many in a month. You've got to do the physical job. And then the people, details especially, go online, and instead of bashing the dealership, they bash the detail.
Yeah.
The valeter.
Yeah.
Do you know?
That's
what annoys me a little bit, because I've seen these pictures as well where they'll put a picture of a valeter on a pitch and they'll be washing a car with a brush. And it's like, but he's getting paid probably 80 quid a day.
Yeah, to do 20 cars.
Get your detailing kit, go to that dealership and do it for the 80 quid. Oh, shut up. And the one thing I've got to say about the detailing industry is, without the valeters, you ain't got an industry. Without the people with the brushes and the bad washing techniques and all the rest of it. You know, so if every single person, we got rid of every valeter, every body shop guy who leaves holograms, and we had everybody doing everything perfect, there's no detailing industry. Yeah. And these cars are going to be so clean all the time. And what it'd be good to see is like detailers going, do you know what? We actually respect the people creating our industry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the guys you've had in recently, the bad washing techniques, the bad buffing techniques from body shop, they're creating what you're doing.
Yeah, I won't be in a job without them.
Yeah.
But
it's one of them things. But again, not yourself, because I know you and you don't do that toxic lifestyle that these detailers do. But it's wound me up over years, and I used to sit there thinking like, oh my God.
I get it from both sides.
You know, like these people, one, it's all comes down to money and business. It all comes down to money, business, and time. Yeah.
That's it.
And two, this is your industry being made. You know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I get it from both sides. So from like the valeting side, like I said, they've got 20 cars to do within the day. Right? That's some grafting doing that side. And then you go to the detailing side. And I said it today, I've had a brand new, well, straight from showroom, turbo S-ing, and it's full of marks, like defects.
Brand new.
And you're talking 220 grand car, this turbo S, and like it's just full of like little defects and wash marks there. And they tried to upsell the £1,000 job to the owner, and he said, no, I'm taking it to someone else. And I've done it, but it's not bad. It's not like, it's on a 200 grand car, but you don't expect them. That's what I'm saying. And I said, end of the day, you shouldn't be. And the guy came, picked it up, and said, oh my God, this is how it should come out to the showroom.
Yeah.
Which if you're paying 200 grand, it should be really. And then like he said they offered me the package. But I've had packages from the dealership before where they've like done a used 6 month car, washed it with a brush, and then put the ceramic on top of the swirls.
It's pointless, isn't it?
So I was like, don't advertise it.
Exactly.
But that's not, I'm not calling the valeter, it's the salesman then, isn't it?
Well, it's the dealership. Because the salesman, again, it comes down to the salesman being push targets. They're just doing a job
as well as the valeter. Yeah.
Do you know? And it's the dealership's mentality. This is what I try and put across. It's not the valeter, it's not the salesman, it's not the service department. It's the dealership mentality of, we are wanting to just take these people's money. We're going to blag them into all these different things. And that's the way it is.
Get the money out of it.
Yeah, and then get the money out of it. We're going to put on this salesman. He's got to sell so many of these a month. Yeah. So he is going to just go, oh, right, I've been probably half trained or no training at all. Mm. Do you know, this does this and it's amazing. The valeter's then just going, next production line, next. And then the owner of the vehicle that you've just been handed, he's like, what the hell's this?
Well, I'll tell you what, before Christmas, it was September, new reg comes out, doesn't it? So it would have been about October, I had a brand new, and I think I did put it all over my social media to like make people aware. It was a Porsche Cayenne GTS.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
150 odd grand car. And I did a 50-50 of like, he paid £1,000 to the Porsche.
Is it a black one?
Yeah.
it might have come to me that, because I had a KTM that come, and that was a black one. And he had a dent. Where was his dent now?
He's on a dog or something.
No, that might have been a different one. And it's a similar situation. He had his pretty new. And wherever the dent was, obviously I polished myself where the area is. And he said, oh, just be careful. Like, it's got ceramic coating. I went, there's absolutely nothing on this, mate, whatsoever. Polish a strip. And obviously you could just see the dark glossy and then, like, the pale grey marks out. So I was like, there's no coating on that.
Well, so I showed him this 50-50 of, like, it were bad. I did see it. It were bad, and it really ticked me off, because it were like 150 grand car. He's paid £1,000 to Porsche to get it all done. And God knows what they've done. They must have used a brush on it and then put the ceramic or whatever kind of guard they'd use. And it's gone like a hazy grey, cloudy colour over black paint.
Yeah.
So I did a 50-50, and it was amazing for me, because, like, it would be 50-50, clear as day.
Dead easy to see.
Yeah, and so I showed the owner, and I said, listen, this is, like...
Is that caused through moisture underneath it while they were doing it?
I think it's not been wiped off proper.
Right.
So I reckon they've just put this...
Not left it to cure.
I think they might have buffed it off it, or, like, left it as a haze on it, and it's cured on it, but hazy. So then I've shown the owner, and he's like fuming. And then, so I've sent him loads of pictures and sent it to the dealership, the pictures and the email and all that. And they went, no questions asked. So just full refund. And off the £1,000, they charged him. So he got a full refund on that. And I charged him what I charged him. He got that back as well. So
fair enough.
They're not even asked. Like, dealerships probably know they're doing this.
They're probably just seeing who bites and questions.
Joe Boggs outside is not going to notice that, probably, are they? Like, they're going to see a brand new, nice car, shiny, jobs are good. But if you bring it into, like, places like this with the lights and everything, you are going to see it. So it's hard to, like, level it
out. I get it. I mean, obviously they want to get the sale. They want it to before the end of the month. But I'm like, oh, can you do this before that? So if you bring it to me within time, yes, I can. Yeah. You know, other than that, it's me working till daft o'clock at night and missing out on a social life just so you could go home and enjoy your commission.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean? And that's all it is.
50,
so I just, yeah, I mean, in the early days I used to do it. I'm like, we can get it done, But now I think, is it really worth it? Because no one's paying me for that extra 12 hours that I'm putting in every single day to get this done for you in like 2 days, which should take a week.
Yeah, exactly. That's my pay. Like, girlfriend will tell me, you know, like, amount of hours I spend at work. Like, I tell her, like, I'll be home at 6. Like, 6 is my home time now. Like, I pack up at 5:30, home for 6. And especially now I've just got this new unit, I've been there 9-10 at night, and it's like, and then it's because I'm doing the unit up. But before I got this unit, I was at my old place. I used to sleep there. Like, if I had, like, a busy week, I had, like, a sofa, didn't I, and everything at my old place, I used to sleep there. Like, just do 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock finish in the morning. Then the customer picking the car up at like 8 before they would go to work. And I would there, like, may as well not up and going home. So I used to sleep there a few nights.
See, that's another thing that people don't realise as well when you've got your own business. It's okay, I've got my own business, but I've still got a boss.
Yeah, exactly.
The customer is my boss. Do you know what I mean? It's like you say, most people will say, no, I don't open until 9.
But mate, I can't do that.
You're putting in, do you know what I mean? You're doing above and beyond, getting them back for 8 o'clock so
they
can get to work. So it doesn't impact their day anymore.
Yeah. And stuff like that. Or, because I were that much, I spent that much time at, especially my old place, people used to go, right, I said, car be ready for 5. Yeah, no worries. And then they'll turn up at like 7, 8. Like, I'm on my way, but then they'll forget. And they'll pick up at like 7 o'clock after they've been gym or something. I'm like, I don't live here. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I know I spend time here.
There's exceptions, isn't there? If people give me a bit of notice, oh, I'm running late, or I can't get here for that time, if I can stay, I'll stay. But I'll say, well, look, if I've got kids to pick up, I've got stuff to do.
Your own time.
And we've talked about before, the people who just don't turn up, how damaging that is to a business.
Oh, that was like, so what I did with a deposit. What was it? I think I had 16, didn't I? Mm. 16 no-shows in December.
That's crazy.
Since then, I've took deposits and everything, like talking about before.
You need to do it. If I don't know him, I do, but because I've got a lot of clientele with like monthly maintenance and all that, I don't ask them, but really new customers now have started doing the deposit and it's working, but I feel guilty.
You shouldn't know, because obviously, if they're serious about getting it done, they'll be willing to pay, you know, their deposit.
People are paying into commitment.
Of course. They're committed then, aren't they? Yeah.
Pay deposits when you go on holiday. You pay deposits for anything.
Yeah, tattoos and all.
You don't get questions, so like, you shouldn't feel guilty about, what do you deposit for? I went, because I'm guaranteeing you my work.
Yeah.
So you pay it or you don't book in.
But this time, this slot is yours.
Yeah.
You know,
either that
I can put somebody else there. It's like, what do you do?
I need to start doing it now. I've since New Year, I have started doing deposits now, but I still feel like sending the message saying, I'll confirm the booking when the deposit's been made, and it's like a little sketch of it where I'm thinking,
are they going to pay it? But then the thing is, though, as well, when you send that, you should feel free then, because if they don't pay that, then you know, the next person. Because I was saying, whenever someone, can you get it done within like the next 2-3 weeks? But I have got a few people who haven't paid their deposit yet. If you
jump in,
if you pay your deposit before they do, then obviously I'll put you first, and then usually they've paid it.
Yeah.
But the ones that aren't serious, won't pay it. Do you know what I mean? And it's like,
no doubt, they'll be back
no
to
waste
you
of time.
Saying, oh, I'll have it now.
And then even if that's what I mean. And even if they do pay it, and then turn around and say, look, I'm gonna have to move the date, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm covered. Your vinyl's covered, the time's allocated.
It's the materials, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the materials and products before. I don't know what your side's like, but with us, it's like ceramic coating now and like pads, machine pads and stuff like that. You're talking like £300-400 for a car now to cover before. So I get that in my own pocket, and more times than less sometimes where they don't even turn up. So I've booked them in for like a 3-day job, bought the products for it, and then day two before it's booked in, they'll go, oh yeah, something's come up, I can't do it. I've got £1,000 worth of products on the shelf.
Yeah.
What's not been paid, what I paid for.
Yeah.
And like, they don't get that side of it as well. So.
I had the customer not long ago to ask me, oh, well, can you not just use it for another car? Just keep it in stock? I'm like, yeah, of course, I'm just going to hold on to this just in case. Just in case somebody might walk in and say they want that colour.
Yeah, imagine that.
Why am I going to do that?
No. I get it a few times because ceramic coating, like, I offer 3, 5, 7 years. So it is on shelf generally, but someone might book a car in for 3-year coating, all of a sudden want the 7, and then I haven't got it on shelf because I've started now only buying it when they've either done a deposit or the car's actually in.
Yeah.
So as soon as, because it's next to delivery now, isn't it? So as soon as the car's in, then I'll order it knowing it's damn well in. So
get it out of your deposit.
So that's why I need to deposit that way.
Yeah, of course, it's not coming out of your own pocket. I mean, when I first started, I used to do it all the time. You know, you want to book this in? Yeah, of course. When do you want to book it in? Book the date in and everything. But right, like a week before it comes in, I'll buy all the vinyl, buy all the stuff, like the cleaning products, the cloths, whatever I need for that job. And then they might even say, oh, you know, in fact, can I move the date to 2 weeks later? And I'm like, right, and I've got to wait another 2 weeks to get my own money back. Do you know what I mean? Where I could be using this for growing the business or, you know, just go on holiday.
Do you know what I mean? Just do whatever you want. As well, though, so that's what
it is. Yeah, so deposits are a must for me now. And they are non-refundable. You can transfer them, but because I've already bought the product. When I buy the product, I have to sign away a waiver saying that you've just bought something, it's non-refundable.
Right.
It's like last night I was in a rush ordering something for the job that I need to finish today, and instead of pressing the gloss, I pressed satin. So when it came today, it's satin finished. Do you know what I mean? So I know for a fact I've lost my money on that. I can't get that back anymore.
Well, you won't do that though. I'm a bit sick then.
But something will come up. I could probably use that in the unit or something, but I know that was an error made because I was rushed at that point. And it was like 5 to 5, the cut-off time was 5 o'clock, and I was like, and then someone's talking to me here, and I've got a phone call here, and I'm like, just do it, fine. And I've ordered it plenty of times before. It was just a stupid human error, you know, but I can't send that back, you know. And if I'm buying like 15, 16, 20 metres of vinyl,
it's a couple of quid, isn't
it? Yeah, just a few. So, you know, I'm like, there's no refunds. So it's there in black and white as well. So when you're reading your invoice, it says it there. So if you're not committed, don't pay your deposit. I'll get someone else in, do you know what I mean? And that's how you just got to be, you know.
I think I'm too nice with me, though.
You'll get out of that.
Yeah, no, and I hate asking for money as well.
I'm too
I hate chasing payments.
I've had a few close shares where I've like really like been on like losing my rag with it. But then I think my name, and it's this Blake Kirker on top of the sign and outside the unit and everything. And so it's like, I can't, but I'm all right. I think I'm just a bit too soft with like the booking side, and like
it's an easy thing to change, though, isn't it? It's not a you'll think when you do it, you'll be like, what was it?
And the thing is, the customers that you want to keep, they will understand.
Oh yeah, you know, well, a lot of them have said that. I did a massive, like, I've got like a WhatsApp group to all my customers and like regulars and all that. And they said, like, replied straight away saying, no worries, I'll send you one now. Like, if they've got like, I've got like a maintenance pack, so then every month it's guaranteed their date every month. And I don't do like, I do a book it in at the same time. And two guys said, I'll just pay you for the rest of the year, like up front, like done. And I'm like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Well, I hate that as well, because then you also, sometimes you feel, oh yeah, I've been paying for that.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm doing this for anything.
Doing it for free. Gift vouchers and stuff like that.
That's why I say, you know, 50%, because at least when I get the other 50%, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I feel like I've been paying again.
Yeah, that's definitely something I need to look into then, the deposit side.
See, we've never run deposits. Never. But I think we're
even with the bigger clients.
Yeah, but I think we're like more listening to all this going on. We're more commercially, you know, we're more B2B than we are.
Well, yeah, obviously,
we're
like
with my
my commercial customers. I don't take a deposit from them unless it's like, say, I don't know, fleet of vehicles.
Yeah.
Then I'll say, yeah, I need a deposit because I'm not footing the bill for half of all this vinyl. You pay me 3 months down the line.
We've had times where we've turned up to, you know, like contracted stuff and just got, we've rocked up and nothing's been ready. You know, we've had a fleet of vans rocked up, right, you have to have them all done. And then we'd turn up and they're not ready and they go, oh, we'll just pay you anyway. So it's a bit different.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that does happen because obviously it's your time.
Yeah, yeah.
You've still blocked that time out for them, so obviously they need to pay something.
Yeah, yeah. So it's opened my eyes a little bit listening to this conversation. Mm. But yeah, we've never really had to get into that world of deposits.
Maybe just try it with like your individual walk-in clients or inquiries off your phone or something, just see how it goes.
I think with Valentin as well, the prices are a little bit lower.
It doesn't matter though, does it? It's still your time, and it's still an allocated block.
My mindset on it is somebody going to pay a deposit on like a 50 quid valet, like a mini valet or something?
Yeah, if they're serious, if they want it doing, you're going to sit there.
My wife said this about hairdressers. Yeah. So she was saying like, when I made that comment, like 50 quid, she went, well, hairdressers do it on 25 quid haircuts. Mm.
On nails.
They'll make a deposit be.
You're guaranteeing your time. The time,
that's it,
you can't put price on time. That's the most valuable thing. Yeah. They're not
so
willing to.
You haven't got anything else coming in, and you purposely came in on a Sunday just to do that job.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay his deposit. He didn't show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You've got to think of it that way.
Oh, you've come in on a Sunday to make sure you're ready for Monday.
Yeah.
And then they're not turning on Monday. So you've rushed Sunday for now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've done that a few times. But like, you've rushed a job to get all like. Done an extra night shift or something to do ready for the next day, and then the next day then doesn't turn up, or you've done a job at night ready for the collection next morning, you're coming early again, like you'll be dirty till 9 o'clock at night working on it to make sure it's ready for the next morning, come in to meet them at 8, nothing, and then come 12, 1 o'clock, they turn up, oh yeah, I had a lie-in. I'm like, I stayed late last night
and
to get
like,
it done.
I'll be back at 3 to pick it up.
Bloody hell, it's like,
I always get, just take your time with it, don't worry. Get to the end of the road. Like, do you know when it'll be ready?
Yeah. I'm not rushing you.
Yeah, I'm not rushing you.
I'm not rushing you, but...
When?
When? Oh, God,
So to round this podcast up right now, what would you do? Detail your car, body shop it, and just keep it, like, fresh, or wrap it?
Or,
yeah,
I think they all go hand in hand, to be honest.
All three,
yeah, obviously.
So you get it wrapped, you get it body shopped, wrapped, then ceramic.
Yeah,
you can wrap, crap ceramic. Ceramic the wrap.
I wish I could wrap ceramic.
No, yeah.
Ceramic the wrap. I have tried a few times.
You're
going to
wrap the ceramic.
Stuck,
has it?
But I'd never had like 100% faith that it's going to stay
well,
stuck.
Well, I'll tell you now, I ceramic coated my van when it was brand new and then got it signed and wrapped and all that. And 4 or 5 months later, Blake just flew off in jet wash, and obviously.
Yeah, but that's because you didn't come to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so you're right.
Done on the stages. I have people coming in. They say, "Oh, I'm going to get it polished and coated." It's like, "Well, get the dent taken out first."
Yeah, I always say that. Yeah.
Then go and get it.
Get all like the body shop.
Yeah, because I get cars in and I think, right, this has got a dent in there, so I'll say, what are you going to do about this? Because obviously if I wrap over it, then it's going to be there forever. And they'll be like, oh, but do you know anyone? Just the right guy. So then obviously, you know, they all work together hand in hand, I think.
Yeah, I think they do.
And then when I finished, you know what I mean, I do have a detailing guy who comes in sometimes.
What?
I do, I'm sorry. I'm Manchester based, I usually use the muff wash.
And they'll come in and just blitz it.
And then they're gone, you know, and it's just job done.
I think it's, I send a lot of my customers to like other, where I was in my old place, Crossroad was a body shop. So I was sending them thousands of pounds worth of work every other week, and they were jumping back. So like they were doing all the paint shop or smart repairs and then sending it to me for get it like deep cleaned or detailed even, like, but not ceramic coated because of you have to leave it 4 or 5 weeks, don't you? Like that. So I think, well, I've sent a few people to you, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had a few calls. Yeah. Do you know Blakey? He's a good man, isn't he?
I used to think he was called Blake. Yeah, and then when I first had the proper conversation, you were like Joe. I'm like, all right, Joe, not Blake.
I've had all kinds of names, don't worry. Yeah. So I've had. But everyone, even customers now turn up and say, hey, you Blake? And I'm like, so it gets to a stage where I just think, yeah.
Just, yeah, I'm Blake.
So, wrapping this up then.
Literally.
Wrapping it up. Or ceramicing it up.
Finer details.
We're in agreement then that
detailing, we need each other.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The industry just works together.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's jobs for everyone, isn't there?
And,
like,
and there's no need for the toxic mess that's online.
There's that many cars out there for everyone. Exactly. From everyone. So that's what.
And it's not all about likes.
No. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to calm down on the detail, on the Instagram and stuff like that, the socials. Brilliant.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Joe and Graham. Where can we find you on social media?
So you can find me on socials, Instagram, Facebook at Blake Carker, and my website is www.blakecarker.co.uk.
And you can find me on YouTube, LinkedIn, X, Facebook, Instagram at www.dentdetailpdr.com.
And don't think we've forgotten about the giveaway. Our winner from last episode of the three unique scents is user Scabarus.
Yay.
So for a chance to win this month's episode, the prize is a 50% discount off any D-Chrome or Black Pack on any vehicle. All you need to do is like, subscribe and comment the answer to the following question below. And the question is going to come from Joe.
So the question is, what colour was the vehicle that Tim pulled the wrap off?
Thanks, Joe. That was great. And again, if you want to be entered into this competition, then please like and subscribe and then put the answer in the comments below.
For those listening to our audio-only formats, be sure to get involved on our YouTube channel at Talk Talk Podcast. Be sure to also follow our socials for news and updates on Facebook at TalkTalk Podcast, on Instagram at TalkTalk_, and on Twitter at Talks_Up. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next month.